Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am Ian Joel, J-O-E-L, Garrison, G-A-R-R-I-S-O-N. Joel Garrison is a 48-year-old male who reports he injured his right shoulder at work on 12-8-21. Apparently he was loading a dumpster with plastic wrap and used a load bar to compact it. Period. He pulled up on the bar and felt a pop in his right shoulder slash arm area. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a torn rotator cuff and biceps tendon. Period. These were repaired surgically on 3/3/22. Period. He has completed his course of active treatment. Period. In paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Garrison was seen at Concentra on 12/8/21. Period. He related his mechanism of injury and symptoms. Period. X-rays were read by the physician assistant as no significant radiologic findings. Period. She diagnosed a right bicep strain and ordered X-rays, MRI, a sling, and hot and cold compresses with ibuprofen. Period. Mr. Garrison underwent right shoulder and humerus MRI studies on 1/8/22 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up at Concentra to review these results. On 1/11/22, when he was referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. On 1/21/12, he was seen by nurse practitioner Carol, C-A-R-R-O-L-L. Actually, scratch that. His progress was monitored through 1/28/22 period. Diagnoses were right bicep strain as well as traumatic partial tear of the biceps tendon. Period. In the paragraph, Mr. Garrison was seen orthopedically by Dr. Frey, F-R-E-Y, on 1/31/22. Period. He confirmed the diagnosis and discussed treatment options, both therapy and surgical intervention. Period. On 3/3/22, Dr. Frey performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. The petitioner had physical therapy postoperatively over the next several months. Period. His progress was monitored by Dr. Frey through 11/1/22. Period. Strength was 5/5 for resisted abduction and external rotation. Period. Speeds and Jurgensen's tests were negative. Period. He had returned to full duty effective 10/10/22 and continued to report feeling well. Period. He had participated in physical therapy as well as work hardening and was pleased with his progress. Period. At that juncture, he appeared to be asymptomatic and was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the right shoulder with an open interior axillary scar at the biceps, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. right shoulder abduction and flexion were 160 degrees without crepitus or tenderness. Paired motion of the right shoulder was otherwise full in all spheres. Paired motion of the left shoulder was full with, except for external rotation to 75 degrees with crepitus. Paired combined active extension with internal rotation on the right was to the waist level and the left to L1, both of which are suboptimal. Paired motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired manual muscle testing was 5-, resisted right elbow flexion and shoulder external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. He was tender to palpation at the right shoulder, both anteriorly and at its superior aspect, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuvers, there were positive Hawkins and near impingement maneuvers on the right, which were negative on the left. Cervical normal and thoracic normal impressions. On 12-8-21, Joel Garrison was using a metal pry bar to maneuver objects at work. Paired, he quickly came under the care of Concentra. Paired x-rays and MRIs of the right shoulder and humerus were performed to be inserted here. Paired, he did participate in some physical therapy. Paired, he then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Frey. Paired, on 3-3-22, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Paired, per your cover letter, postoperative diagnoses were partial rotator cuff tear, long head biceps tendon tear, acromial cuticular joint arthrosis, and subacromial impingement. Paired, he had physical therapy and work hardening postoperatively, facilitating his return to work in a full-duty capacity. Paired, as of 11-1-22, he was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Paired, paragraph. The current examination found healed surgical scarring about the right shoulder and arm. Paired, there was mildly reduced range of motion about the right shoulder. Paired, he had tenderness with Hawkins and near impingement maneuvers on the right, despite full range of motion. Paired, he had minimally reduced strength in resisted right elbow flexion and shoulder external rotation. Paired, new paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the statutory right shoulder slash arm. Paired, the latter would incorporate the proximal biceps tear. Paired, end.